College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we will be joined by North Carolina head coach Roy Williams. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being brought to you by Geico. Did you know there is a quick way you could save money? Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's Geico.com. Now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, let's get to some headlines.
John's Big Three Thoughts from the weekend.
I'm going to give you three.
My first thought from the weekend is this. We could have a photo finish coming up in the SEC. A big win for Tennessee, obviously, over Kentucky in Knoxville on Saturday. LSU with a big triumph at Alabama. This is where we sit right now in the SEC. Tennessee and LSU have identical 14-2 conference records. Kentucky is at 13-3, and this is the final slate for each of those three teams. Kentucky is at Ole Miss, and then they play Florida at Rupp Arena. LSU is at Florida, and then they're home against Vanderbilt, and then Tennessee hosts Mississippi State and travels to Auburn. LSU looks like it has the easiest schedule of the three, but remember this, Florida lost to Georgia on Saturday, which was a bad loss for the Gators' overall NCAA tournament resume. That could give them a little bit more pop when they face the Tigers in Gainesville. Another headline, obviously, from the weekend to me, is this the week that Kansas's streak in the Big 12 comes to a finish? Kansas State and Texas Tech did a tremendous job, obviously, over the weekend, winning their games. Kansas State beat Baylor at home. Texas Tech was tremendous offensively against TCU on the road. We're two games away and 80 minutes away from Kansas's streak, which a lot of high major coaches have told me is the second most impressive streak in the history of college basketball, only behind John Wooden's run of national championships at UCLA. For 14 years, Kansas has at least tied or shared the Big 12 regular season title under Bill Self. Kansas is at Oklahoma on Tuesday, and then will return to Fog Allen Fieldhouse coming up on Saturday against Baylor. Going to be an interesting week in the Big 12. And then finally, I think we need to start talking about the ACC potentially having three number one seeds on Selection Sunday. Now, I know a lot of things have to happen between now and then, but North Carolina, Virginia, and Duke are all in play. This has happened before. It happened in 2009 in the old Big East when UConn, Pitt, and Louisville were all on the one line. And this is a big thing you need to take into account when you look at Duke. The selection committee for the NCAA tournament will take into account injuries for all teams. But beyond the fact that Zion Williamson has been out and Duke has only lost one game with him in the lineup at full strength, Duke also has a victory over Virginia, the team that has supplanted Duke as the number one overall seed without Trey Jones. Unless Duke completely swan dives in a negative direction right now throughout the rest of the regular season and in the ACC tournament, I don't see any way in which the Blue Devils are not on the one line. And keep an eye on North Carolina. The Tar Heels play Duke again Saturday in Chapel Hill, and there's also a chance that they play both Virginia and Duke in the ACC tournament. That means that North Carolina could have three games remaining against teams, Virginia and Duke, that right now are projected to be number one seeds. How has North Carolina turned things around lately? We'll find out when the Hall of Famer Roy Williams joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. North Carolina had a big road victory over Clemson on Saturday. Tar Heels came away with an 81-79 win. They're playing unbelievable basketball at the right time of year. And the head coach of the Tar Heels is Roy Williams. He joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein right now. And, Coach, you gave America a little bit of a scare on Saturday when you left the game late in the first half. Most importantly, before we talk basketball, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, John, I appreciate it. It's benign positional vertigo is the official medical terminology, and I've had that's the third attack I've had in the last 5 years. I've had them for, gosh, 24 years, I guess, but that's about the how often they come. But the bad news is two of the last three have been on national television during games, and so it's excruciatingly painful the first 15 seconds, which probably means it's about 2 or 3 seconds, and I'm such a wince on the thing. But the for a couple hours, it's not very comfortable because you're dizzy, everything keeps moving around, you're not very stable. And this one, I was able to get to the locker room, and the Clemson crowd was awfully nice and gave me a nice ovation. I waved at them. It's what everybody told me. I didn't realize I'd done it. But then I got in the locker room, and after about 10 minutes, I started feeling quite a bit better. I usually throw up quickly, and that helps, it kind of thing. But I'd made a decision I was going to try to go back out. So at about the 8-minute mark, I would straighten my tie, put my shirt tail back in, and all this kind of stuff to look halfway presentable. And then all of a sudden, at the 5-minute mark, we got a 7-point lead, and I didn't want to jinx them, and decided I wasn't going to go out. And then I'm sort of silly, and I got a little emotional about that time because I want to be out there, but I didn't want to screw it up. So I stayed away, and I have tremendous confidence in Coach Robinson and Coach Davis, Coach Frederick, our staff, and we practice so hard for so many different situations. And a lot of times I'll have one coach take a group and the other coach take another group, and so I had total confidence, but it's just that, you know, I wanted to be out there with them. But they played great, Coach Robinson, and he's, you know, he's been with me for 24 years. He's the brother I lived with for the last 24 years, about as close as he was, 24 of the last 31 years he's been with me. So I felt very comfortable, just didn't feel comfortable physically.
And your team, Coach, is very comfortable playing away from Chapel Hill. You're undefeated in road ACC games this season. As somebody who has taken a team to 3 national championships and been around for a long time, what does it tell you about your team when it's performing at such a high level away from home?
Well, John, we play at Boston College tomorrow night, and if we stumble, I'm going to blame you. So just remember that. But every year I've coached, I've always talked about we've got to be a good team in different environments, and that I feel like you can go play. It's the old Hoosiers movie when Gene Hackman measures the rim and it's still 10 feet, 15 feet from the foul line. And I think I try to give our kids confidence, and we try to be even more focused and focus on what's going on the court and what's going on our bench, and try to block everything out. Freshmen, I tell them that all that cheering is really for them, and sometimes they believe me, sometimes they don't. But I've got 3 seniors on my team who've been important to us, who are great leaders. We have a freshman point guard who sort of leans on those guys, but is also very gifted and a very tough kid himself. And then we have a sophomore big guy up front that doesn't get too perplexed about anything. And so I think the 3 seniors do the best job. They get everybody ready to play and try to get them focused and in tune to my voice when I'm doing the yelling, and try to block everybody else out. And so far we've done a nice job. But Boston College, they want to win. They want to get some wins here at the end to help them be in consideration for an NCAA tournament. So we know we've got to play well again.
Now, you're 12-1 as a team since you lost by 21 at home to Louisville. What was your dialogue like with your team after that game that has allowed that loss at home to serve as a springboard?
Well, you know, it was a kick in the pants. I mean, a kick in the mouth or whatever you want to call it. So the next day at practice, I said, all right, now is this my team or that bunch of guys that showed up and played last night? And so we've talked a great deal about learning from that game and giving Louisville credit and not just saying we were bad or anything like that, that we've got to have respect for the other team at all times. And Louisville did. They really just kicked us. There was nothing that we did did that looked good, and nothing that I did in coaching looked good. And but we have tried to get more focused on trying to do the things that in the games that we work on every day in practice, and understanding that it's college basketball. You're going to win some and look good, win some and look ugly, but you're also going to lose some.
North Carolina head coach Roy Williams joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Tar Heels 24-5 heading into Tuesday night's game against Boston College on the road. The backbone of Roy Williams' teams when he's won national titles and also when he hasn't won national titles has been dominant point guard play. Ty Lawson, Ray Felton, Joel Berry, Kendall Marshall. As a freshman, how does Coby White compare to some of those guys?
Well, John, what he's done is he's probably scored, well, not probably, he has scored better than any of those guys. But here's a guy who scored more points in his high school career than any player in the history of North Carolina high school basketball. So I didn't exactly have to teach him how to put the ball in a basket or anything, but he's a scoring point guard, which I really love. And yet he's gotten better in every other game. He's better defensively. He could do better, you know, on his assist error ratio kind of thing that we talk about. But he's the kind of guy that believes he can put the ball in a basket. And he's the first freshman in North Carolina history to have three games his freshman year to score over 30. And so I've tried to say, okay, it's okay for you to score. We'll try to put some of those little things that we do in a game to help a guy score if he's a good scorer. And we give him freedom as long as it's he makes making good decision about the quality of his shot. And he understands that. And he does get just as excited about a great pass to somebody as he does when he makes a basket himself. But he's truly a great, great kid and is having a heck of a year.
And he's not the only freshman, obviously, that came to North Carolina this year with some cachet. Nasir Little did as well, and he's had some really good moments for your team in the last couple of weeks, and it took him a little bit of time to kind of get acclimated and produce. Coach, you know, there's so much expectations on these five-star kids. How hard is it for them, because of the future and everything that's going on in terms of their long-term thought process, to understand sometimes that being solid as a freshman isn't the enemy of being outstanding?
Exactly right. I mean, you know, Coby is really good defensively and shares the ball and does those things. Nasir is as nice a young man as I have ever coached and is handling this year better than I can ever imagine, because you used the right word, expectations. And sometimes expectations can be quite a load on a young man. And those expectations around him were just so high. He's had some big-time games. He's also been beat up a little bit. I mean, he had five or six straight games that he was really playing well. He had played 25 minutes and won 26 in the next game or vice versa. And I really thought it was going to continue on that path. And then he sprained his ankle in the Virginia game and only got 2 minutes, and then hurt his knee a little bit in the next game or in practice a little bit, banged it, and then all of a sudden he got poked in the eye. I mean, he's had some problems the last three or four games. He was really good for us against Florida State, and then got at the end of the game against Syracuse, got poked in the eye, and it's bothering his vision a little bit now. And so didn't shoot it very well at Clemson. He was 1-for-7. But if he could get rid of all the nagging little injuries, I think we would see his play continue to go up. And it's just impossible to imagine how anybody could handle the expectations, number one, but also really want to be coached and want to improve and want to get better. Anybody better than Nasir Little has done.
You know, this team has played some unbelievable basketball in the last three or four weeks, but coaches are always trying to push the button to take things to a different level. What's the biggest thing you'd like to see North Carolina improve on from now until the brackets come out on Selection Sunday?
Well, we've improved quite a bit defensively. At the first part of the year, I jokingly say when I would say something about defense, they thought that was that thing you built around your yard kind of thing. And then they learned how to spell it, and then they learned a little bit about what it meant. And we've gotten better and better. But I think that's still the biggest improvement gap that we have. Our level can be much higher defensively than we are. And they are getting better, and they care about it. But that's the one step that we need to take to be thought about as one of those elite teams.
North Carolina head coach Roy Williams joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Tar Heels 24-5 overall, 14-2 in the ACC heading into Tuesday's game at Boston College. You know, the one thing I've always enjoyed about covering college basketball is, you know, the reverence that coaches have for other coaches. And there was a point in time, long time ago, when Roy Williams was the coach who couldn't get to the national championship game and win it. And you've won three since, and obviously you're in the Hall of Fame. That is what Tony Bennett is now dealing with at Virginia. What is it like to deal with that, and what have you talked to maybe about Tony about, you know, getting over that hump now that that's obviously what he's dealing with as he prepares for another NCAA tournament at Virginia?
Well, several things there. Tony Bennett had a great father, who a great coach as a father, and great father too. So he's been there and understands a little bit more about it than perhaps that I did, and maybe some of the other guys too. He's one of the most intelligent young men I've ever known in my life. Very organized, very disciplined. You know, it's hard to say that anybody's done a better job over the last 5 years than Tony Bennett has done. He's going to win it. There's going to be a breakthrough, and you never know when it's going to happen. One of our coaches here in another sport came to me because they were getting really, really close, and I said, hey, just keep knocking on the door, and then all of a sudden one day you'll knock on the sucker and it'll fall down and you'll be there. And Tony's had some great teams these last 3 or 4 years, and they're going to get there. He's the kind of guy that everybody will be pulling for. He's one of my favorite people, favorite guys that I coach against. He's just got every part of the game that you want. And I hated it for him last year, that loss against the 16 seed in the first ever. But you know what? His guys may be more driven this year by that. And so who knows what's going to happen down the stretch. But you cannot be a better coach, a better person than Tony Bennett is.
Virginia is one team, you know, along with North Carolina, in contention for a number one seed. Duke is the other. Now, you didn't obviously play Duke with a healthy Zion Williamson a couple of weeks ago, but you had a great win at Cameron Indoor Stadium. From what you saw, though, Coach, when you were preparing for Duke, what did the Blue Devils look like in terms of how formidable they could be with a healthy Zion in the lineup?
Well, they got Superman with them. Nobody else has got Superman. I don't care who you are, because he's a different bird. I mean, I recruited him for 2 years really, really hard. Saw a bunch of his games. We saw him, was him and his family sitting with them and talking. And he's just a different bird, and you can't prepare for him. And, you know, Duke losing him 35 seconds into the game or whatever it was, you can't prepare for losing a guy like that either. And so we were very fortunate that night. And it's injuries are a part of the game. You know, Virginia Tech had a great win, and they hadn't had Justin Robinson, their best player, especially their point guard, for 8 games. But Zion, now again, he's a different animal. He really is. And what you have to understand with him, you can do the best you can do, and it still may not be good enough. But if you don't do the best you can do, you got no chance. And so for us, that's what we try to do, is try to prepare, play our best game. And we've got Boston College tomorrow night. And then after that, yeah, we play Duke again on Saturday, and that's the way we'll have to prepare.
You know, you made some news, obviously, Coach, you know, recently when you signed a contract extension through the 27-28 season. Coaches are coaches through and through. That's something, obviously, that's never going to change. You're in the mix again for another national title. You've been doing this a long time. When you get to a certain point, does it feel like you want to coach for as long as you're going to be healthy and active? How do you put a timetable on how long you want to be the head coach at North Carolina?
Well, that's what I don't do. I don't put a timetable on it because I love what I'm doing. I enjoy the games. It's not nearly as much as I enjoy the practices, or not nearly as much as I enjoy the relationships with the kids. And as long as I'm healthy and don't feel like that I'm not carrying my load or anything like that, I want to keep doing it. But at this stage in my career, the health is the whole issue, and it's you got to feel good enough to be able to compete and spend the time and burn the midnight oil and all that kind of stuff. But the kids have a way of keeping you healthy and keeping you young. And so I've asked them to continue doing that as long as they can, because, you know, I don't want to have another job, don't want to do anything else other than be with my family and be with my basketball team. And yes, I like to tee it up every now and then come spring, summer, and early fall. So I've got a charmed life right now, and as long as I stay healthy, I want to keep doing it.
Final thing, Coach, the quote was powerful, and it still resonates in North Carolina today. You said in 2005, that you have more motivation in your little finger here to win a national title than all the North Carolina fans who ever lived. That was before you won in 2005, and you've won three now in total. In 2019, how much motivation is there in that same finger to win the whole thing a fourth time?
More than any of those Carolina people have in their entire bodies, I can tell you that. It's just people say that I'm fairly competitive, and I do enjoy that part of it. And but no, I mean, other than my family, this is my life. You know, those kids and what we're trying to do. I have a joke if somebody used to call my radio show and say, "Coach, have you thought of it?" And I'd say, "Yes." And they'd say, "Well, I haven't even told you what I was going to ask you." And I said, "It makes no difference. It's what I do all day, every day. And I've got four very intelligent guys that work with me. And that's all we think about. So there's no, I don't care whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a police chief. It makes no difference. You're not going to think of something that we haven't already thought of. And the passion to win is more with us than anybody else, because it's not just something that we can talk about at the water cooler or talk about out at dinner with our with their families and their friends. It's what we do, and it's our life. But no, the hunger's still there. And I guess I would say, you know, I said earlier, as long as my health, if I ever feel like that I don't have that tremendous desire, then that'll be the time I'll quit too, because I do want to have time to tee it up a little bit more before I can't do anything.
Coach, know how busy you are. Appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck with the rest of the regular season and, of course, the postseason. And safe travels along the way. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
All right, John. You have a great day, and thanks for your help.
We'd like to thank North Carolina head coach Roy Williams for joining the College Hoops Today podcast for John Rothstein. I want to remind you that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein is being brought to you by Hair Club. Hey, your confidence is important, and sometimes one change can make all the difference. Hair Club knows this, and they're inviting you to become part of the Hair Club family to see how getting the most out of your hair can change your life. They understand the emotions you're feeling and know the questions you have. Hair Club is the leader in total hair solutions with a legacy of success for over 40 years. Whether you're looking to revitalize the growth of your hair or learn more about the latest proven methods for hair replacement or restoration, Hair Club's professionally trained stylists, hair health experts, and consultants will craft a personalized solution to ensure you feel your best and get the most out of your hair. See for yourself just how powerful great hair can be. I have a good friend who has done this, and he tells me all the time how happy he is that he did. Go to hairclub.com/hoops for a free analysis and a free take-home care kit for your hair, all valued over $300. That's hairclub.com/hoops for a free hair care analysis and free hair care kit. hairclub.com/hoops. Experience your hair and your life at its best. Only with Hair Club. I'm certain you'll love the club. And we're really excited to have Hair Club on board as we continue to get you set for the road to the Final Four, finishing up in Minneapolis during the first week of April. Make sure to check out Hair Club moving forward for all your hair needs. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And it's time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question is from Scott Powell, and it's John. Can Bobby Hurley get Arizona State to play up to its potential and make a deep run in the NCAA tournament? Scott, my answer is this. Can you crawl before you walk right now? Can you walk before you run? Bobby Hurley and company had a big victory on Sunday against Oregon State. It was a great bounce back after losing at Oregon earlier in the week. But the Sun Devils are still in a situation right now where they have to avoid bad losses prior to the NCAA tournament. Arizona will host Arizona State on Saturday. That is a big opportunity for the Wildcats, who have had a forgettable season under Sean Miller, to play spoiler for the Sun Devils. There's a lot to get to for Arizona State when you can talk about making a deep run in the NCAA tournament. They need to be in a situation where they have to worry about making the NCAA tournament first. Our next question is going to come from Sonny Loco, and it's John. How good is LSU? Do you think they can make a Final Four? Look, Sonny, I don't think there's any doubt that LSU is showing the chops to make a Final Four type of run. And you look right now at some of the projections for the NCAA tournament, LSU is playing its way to be in position to be a two seed on Selection Sunday. That, to me, is the team that proved in the last week when it beat Tennessee without Tremont Waters that it was good enough to get to Minneapolis. And our final question is going to come from Brandon Karam, and it's, John, do you expect any teams with losing conference records to get bids in the NCAA tournament? Here's something you have to learn, and obviously you have to understand when you talk about this narrative. The overall body of work for a team dictates whether or not it plays in the NCAA tournament. The conference record you have does not. And remember this last year. Syracuse was 8-10 in the ACC and won three games in the NCAA tournament and went to the Sweet 16 and lost to Duke. Virginia Tech fell to Alabama in the round of 64, and Alabama was 8-10 in the SEC. And also remember this, Florida State was a 500 team in the ACC and went to the Elite Eight. Your conference record has no bearing on whether or not you qualify for the NCAA tournament. It's the overall body of work, and that is something that everybody should keep in mind moving forward. Let's get to some nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, American Rising. The American Conference now has three locks for the NCAA tournament following UCF's win at Houston on Saturday. This league has been the deepest that it's ever been this season since it was created in 13-14. Temple also firmly in the mix for an at-large bid. Nugget number two, Murphy's Law in East Lansing. Tom Izzo told reporters after Michigan State's loss on Saturday at Indiana that Kyle Arns could be done for the rest of the season with a back injury. This team is already without Nick Ward and already without Josh Langford. It's gone from bad to worse for Michigan State. Nugget number three, the forgotten contender. Seven of Florida State's players who logged time in Saturday's win over NC State were part of last season's run to the Elite Eight. Don't sleep on the team from Tallahassee for making a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Nugget number four, the fire rises. The pressure on mid-major coaches who are coaching league favorites over the next 2 weeks in conference tournaments is immense. Remember this, one bad 40-minute stretch cannot just end a season for these teams, but also end the chance for these coaches to move up to higher profile and better paying opportunities. This is March. Nugget number five, a gem from New England. I'm talking about Vermont under John Becker. Over the weekend, the Catamounts won their third straight America East title under Becker, the fourth in his tenure. The program has graduated seven All-League players in the last 2 years, an unreal run of dominance in the America East. An unbelievable run by John Becker. Now let's get to some games to watch, brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Games to watch.
Tuesday, Kentucky at Ole Miss, Purdue at Minnesota, a huge bubble game for the Gophers. Virginia Tech at Florida State. Wednesday, LSU at Florida. Big game for LSU for seeding. Big game for Florida for the bubble picture. And Thursday, Cincinnati at UCF. Cincinnati can still win the American Conference title outright if it wins at UCF Thursday and beats Houston on Sunday at Fifth Third Arena. The game will be on CBS. We'd like to thank North Carolina head coach Roy Williams for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Less than 2 weeks away from Selection Sunday. This is March.